What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. I truly appreciate it. Today we're going to talk about a game that I never played as a child, but I absolutely love as an adult, and I've played it and beaten it multiple times, and I'll probably keep doing that. And that game is AirZonk on the TurboGrafx-16. Now, I myself didn't have a TurboGrafx-16 as a child. I had a neighbor that did, and so periodically I was able to play it, but this was never a game that she had. I love this game. It is a hilarious game. It is a fun game to play. I'm not really into side-scrolling shooters, but I make an exception for this game. If you've ever played this game, you probably understand. They call it a cute-em-up, and it is. It's hilarious. Some of the characters and the sidekicks and the weapons are pretty dang fun. But with all that personal talk out of the way, let's get on to the actual history of AirZonk. AirZonk, known in Japan as PC Genjin Series PC Dungeon, is a horizontally scrolling shooter released for TurboGrafx-16 in 1992. AirZonk was an attempt to update the company's image via a modern punkish character called Zonk, who bears a purposeful resemblance to the TurboGrafx-16's caveman mascot, Bonk. The game was developed by Red Company, the original creators of the Bonk series, also known for their Gate of Thunder series. AirZonk features King Drool, the antagonist of the Bonk series, along with many other enemies from the series. It was followed by a sequel in 1993 called Super AirZonk Rockabilly Paradise for the Turbo Duo, and has been released on the Wii's Virtual Console. AirZonk is a reimagining of the Bonk video game series as a scrolling shooter set in the future. Artistically, the game is lighthearted, featuring humorous designs of the environment and the characters. During each of the five levels, the gameplay centers around the effective use of shooting and bombing to complete a stage. At the start, the player may pick a companion character to team up with, such as the anthropomorphic gumball machine or a mummy with a drill attached to its head in order to boost Zonk's power. The player can choose to limit the use of the designated companion characters for each level or opt out of using companion characters altogether. Each companion character or friend can only be used once. AirZonk takes on the distinctive visual style that is sometimes called a cute-em-up. There are three difficulty settings: sweet, spicy, and bitter. Now, I've only beaten the game under sweet, which is the easy mode. I tried it under spicy, which would be the normal mode, and it is tough. Bitter is just insane. The game itself, the first four levels are fine. The fifth level, though, oh my gosh, it is a mad dash to the end. You have to re-defeat all the bosses a second time before you take on the final boss, so it gets pretty cray-cray. So the easy mode, i.e. sweet, is the way for me. Zonk can charge his shots, which allows him to fire a more powerful attack. Charging longer causes Zonk to drop a bomb, which damages all enemies on the screen. Zonk can also acquire 7 types of power-ups, each of which can also be charged for a unique special attack. As usual, for scrolling shooters, whenever Zonk acquires a new power-up, he loses the current one. If Zonk is hit while he has a power-up, he loses the power-up but does not die, except in the case of the Mini-Zonk power-up. The Mini-Zonk power-up also differs from the other power-ups in that it cannot be charged, and can be found in both florets and random enemy drops. Other power-ups can only be found in florets. Zonk starts each stage alone and with no power-ups. He must collect 8 smiley faces, the 8th of which will appear in giant form of sunglasses in order to get his friend to join him. The friend initially acts as a Gradius-style support, which follows Zonk around shooting projectiles. If the player collects another 8 smiley faces, Zonk and the friend will merge into a hybrid form, granting a new attack and 20 seconds of invulnerability. This attack cannot be charged, and Zonk cannot drop bombs while in hybrid form. Once the invincibility expires, if Zonk is hit, he will revert back to normal form, and his friend will leave, though he retains whatever power-up he had before changing to hybrid form. Air Zonk received a sequel in 1993 named Super Air Zonk Rockabilly Paradise, also known as CD Dungeon Rockabilly, which was released in the Super CD format and requires a Super System card to play on first-generation TurboGrafx CD consoles. As its name would imply, the game has a CD audio soundtrack consisting of rockabilly music. The game contains all new levels, assistants, and enemies. Air Zonk was released in 2007 on the Wii's Virtual Console in May in Japan, July in America, and on July 13th in Europe. It has gained an E rating from the ESRB board. It was also released on the Wii U's Virtual Console in Japan on June 19th, 2014, in America on July 27th, 2017, and in Europe on August 3rd, 2017. Well, that is the brief history of Air Zonk. You can find my playthrough of this game on my YouTube channel, Retro Ben Gaming. Go ahead and give that a look-see. Tell me what you think. Like I said during the history, the game, the first four levels, they're fun. The fifth level, oh, it's a grind. Do yourself a favor. If you're going to play this game, start on sweet and work your way up to bitter. It's a free tip. I thoroughly enjoy this game. I will try to find a copy of the second game and play that game. If it's as fun as this one, I will not regret it. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you get a chance, play some video games this weekend. Play Air Zonk or play a Bonk's Adventure game if you can. Either way, be good people, be good to those around you, and keep on gaming. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.